All right, let's do some catfishing.
All right. Yes.
Try dragging it.
Trucker Tom said, "I got carpal tunnel."
It's got to be exhausting. Let's be honest about it. I get it. It's a hand. I'm gonna come.
Does it get boring?
All right. Let's stop for 1 second.
This show has been 1 minute. If you looked at the show prep and what we've
what we actually got done.
The earphones are off.
Yeah, earphones are off. We're like, what? Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Hand jobs are very high school-y, young in relationship things. Grown adults. You know, you never go home to your steady or your wife or your husband and go, you know what we should do tonight? I should jerk you off. No, because you're either going to fuck or get a blowjob or stick it in the ass. The hand is out of play.
Nah, I disagree. They're still good.
I know, Joe. Right, but you're in that relationship with your friend now. Where maybe you can't do certain things at this point. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. I don't know. But I guarantee you, when things proceed to a later stage in your friend's relationship, and the hand job will not be as fondly looked upon. The old-fashioned will indeed become old-fashioned job.
I always like that everything has the job, like a blowjob, a handjob, like it comes with a work order.
Sure.
I got a work order here.
You need an estimate for this about 5 minutes if you do it right.
Yeah, your teamster shows up. Yeah, I got a work order to suck a cock.
Yeah, we're going to cancel that order. I didn't expect you to show up.
I got the knee pads in the truck. Want to bring them in? Charlie, bring the knee pads.
No, I don't want it. You still got to pay.
I got to pay. You know, I get $20 an hour. Here's a Here's a $10 tip for you and your friend get caught.
Ooh, that pension pay. What's the pension plan for giving hand jobs? Yeah, right.
Wait a minute.
What? Yes,
hold on.
Yes, Pip.
I hate my job. Oh, never mind. I was wondering how the pension plan was.
David and I once stop again and look at each other going, huh?
What?
Pip. All right, so should we revisit Sickly Sue and Mickey Wynn?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. All right, so the last time we heard from them was, I want to say, July 16th, 2013.
Right.
Sue, of course, chronically sick. Mickey just trying to get his thing on, and maybe some money or for a phone or something like that. Mickey goes, "How come you unfriended me? Why did you do that?"
Oh.
What is a theme?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be perfect for tonight. Sickly Sue goes, "Because we don't talk no more, Mickey."
We don't talk no more, Mickey.
That's like two longshoremen ain't friends no more.
Yeah, sure. Right?
We don't talk no more, Mickey.
He goes, "I want to talk to you. Send me a request." And she goes, "I thought you wanted nothing more to do with me. Wanted to do with me no more." And that's where we'll leave it.
Holy smokes.
Wow. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'll go on. I'm sorry. I'll go on.
Not that pressed for time.
Actually, we are, but I'll go on. August 5th, he goes, "Send me a friend request." And that's where we'll leave it. With that.
Well, that went on too long.
Yeah.
God.
Sentences.
Yeah. You know what? We need to play that music.
I get it.
The going on too long.
And you
music.
Can't even go, "What do you guys think?" I don't know.
Clearly, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, when we last.
I didn't even have time to be ill.
I didn't even get time to grasp it.
It's not good for those kids. Mm. Maybe they can rekindle, maybe they can't.
Right. Yeah.
Now, on July 16th, I called Belinda, and that was an epic love fail.
Yeah, that. You know what? We've sat here, to be honest, because we didn't have a setup. We in the chat, they were even saying, "Who is this?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's an old call he made."
My girls don't give me ups.
I didn't even realize that was like a newer
yeah, sure.
thing that you had.
Do I strike you as the type of person that would let it go?
Joe?
No.
But you know, it's actually what she said when we did that, because when we said, "Well, how old is that call?" Well, it was a couple of weeks ago. And we looked at you and you're like, "Really?" And you're like, "Yeah, really." Well, we didn't know that you picked it up again. We thought that was an old call. And I was wondering when you were doing it, I'm like, "Why the hell is he reading that old call back? Who cares?"
Yeah.
Not really. She thought, not realizing it was recent.
It ruins the surprise if I tell you, guess who's back this week, guys?
No, but I just want you to know why we were kind of giving you a look while you were reading it.
I enjoy the genuine reaction of everybody.
Right.
You know what? Belinda's like that. You know what? It's like Happy Days. You look forward to those episodes where Laverne and Shirley do a crossover. That's Belinda. She's got her own show now. But she's coming back.
She goes,
Monday, Tuesday, scammer days, Tuesday.
Tom is disappointed with the Sickly Sue episode this week. He says, what? What was that?
Listen,
that wasn't even a teaser.
I don't write the shit, Tom. I just report that stuff. Now this I write.
Okay.
So this is August 15th. Belinda writes. I spoke to her July 16th. August 15th, a month later.
A month later, she writes to you.
She writes, hi, what did you call me? Why did you call me the other day? What is it you want to tell me? Or what do you want me to do for you? Or were you just saying hi? So let's look at that right there. Clearly, the message got to him. I think I got the dude again.
Yeah.
The message, because I called. And it got lost in translation, as it often does.
For a month.
Yes, between the wife.
Oh, their postal service is as bad as ours.
Yeah. Then Belinda, air quotes, goes, I hope I hear from you soon. I hope I hear from you soon else. I don't know what that means. August 16th, I go, hi. I was thinking about you is all. I was hoping you were doing well. You look fantastic in your picture. How are you doing? How is Kashin, Grandma? It is nice that you said you hope to hear from me. I was not so sure.
Oh.
And we'll end it there.
Oh, damn it. Damn you.
Well, what do you think of the reboot, kids?
I can't even believe that she's entertaining this.
Guess who's back?
Oh,
Fake
my
Davin's
God.
Back. Guess who's back?
Wow. Joe looks thoughtful again.
I'm not.
It throws the show when he does that.
Yeah, I know.
Stop breaking our show.
I'm not surprised. I thought you would get back for some reason. I thought
because you believe in love, Joe. You're just a believer.
What an old romantic.
He really
is. What a softie.
Joe is a softie. Newfound Joe.
He actually is a little bit of a softie.
That's only in the middle.
Yeah. You have to dig. You have to keep eating until you get to the creamy center.
We will. He's like Obama. He's a ring thing.
I just, you know what? No, because essentially because I know you're relentless.
I'm not going to let her off the hook.
You're
like
relentless.
Yeah.
Because when he broke up, I'm like, no. And he's like, we're done. Yeah, I think we are.
No.
And we had a talk in the car, you know, on the phone. I don't think you're done. You know, so this doesn't surprise me. I don't think he's done.
No.
I need clips to edit in 2017. So.
And you will, hopefully.
You know, I'm not surprised that you tried. I'm surprised that she answered.
Month later, they got. I'm no longer a priority, by the way.
No. I'm sorry, sweetie. Did I cut you off?
No.
All right. I think you are for the simple reason you called. Everything
it's
was done.
A month later, Joe.
I don't care. If the call shows you that you're still interested. And you know what? If they're sitting there going, well, if he's doing enough to call, let's see what we can do. Because maybe he's vulnerable now. It sounds like you're on a rebound. If you're on a rebound, you're vulnerable.
I haven't been able to let this go, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's gone through all his socks. He's feeling lonely.
Hey, haven't I suffered enough?
Yeah.
This show, yes, you have.
You know, and if you called, they're going to go, you know what? Let's write him back, see what he's all about.
Are we happy to see Belinda back?
Yeah, I miss Belinda.
Yeah. Yeah. She's good. She's good topic.
We'll have to leave Belinda there for next time. A little paste.
My stories are back on.
Paste for your tongue.
And there's another season yet.
It's like when you find out One Life to Live got renewed.
Well, you know, listen, the summer replacement with Sickly Sue is very good.
God almighty, you go to Linda's soap opera shows, Belinda's there.
I know, really.
Linda hired Belinda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
I just got that?
Yeah. I get Belinda, what's Linda paying you for this shit?
Truck I mean, Toss writing. You know? Davin, Belinda, part two, the search for more show content.
Well, at that point, perhaps.
It's like, fine. Yes.
Not going to argue it. I'm sure that was on my mind.
No,
it's not like I really needed more of her ratings.
No. We have had a lifetime of fun with her, but still, I'm really glad.
It's like I gave Pip a Valentine's Day gift.
You did. Thank you.
I didn't think it was over.
Well, you didn't even. I mean, it's been a long time, Joe.
Still, there's just enough twists. I mean, you've had so many twists and turns and surprises. I'm not going to just sit there and go, oh, I guess it's over. Nah, I don't think so.
Wow.
I appreciate your confidence in me, Joe. This is why Joe wouldn't bet me so he would eat something. Joe's learned his lessons. He will not be dining on crap.
No, because I go, I don't think it's the end of the balloon. Want to bet? No,
we're not betting.
You know how this turns out. Yeah, just like I did the first time.
Yeah, so am I going to bet a guy that knows how it turns out?
I don't know. Enough people did.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, we're capable of learning.
You are.
Yes. We do.
Damn it. You ruined my fun.
All right, we'll do a little Ann Jackson.
Yeah.
Put this on.
Lisa says better than chocolate. Almost.
Well, yeah, you don't break out from Belinda.
Oh, you might. It's just not where you expect. Mm.
Yeah, it's late. That's enough. We got shit to do. All right. No, good. I didn't freeze. I'll look at this shit. It's actually working tonight. So last week, everybody, I think, was fed up.
Can I stop you for a second? Did we do the Mr. Davin bet?
Oh, you're right, Joe. Thank you. How many Mr. Davins do we have?
I'm going for three.
Three Mr. Davins from Mr. Curry.
Okay. I forgot about the Mr. Davins.
Well, that's why Joe's here. He reminds us of important things. Okay. Pip?
I'm going to say four.
Four Mr. Davins. Clids, weigh in on the chat while I review. Last week, everybody, to quote Crimson Cat, wanted to do a face palm, I believe. Was
yes, it was.
Just smack their own head because everybody was fed up.
Oh, God, I think I went bullshit. I think
yeah,
I did.
Yeah. Everybody had enough of Ann Jackson. Oh, fortunately, it did lead to a spirited debate on whether Godzilla was male or female. That was the takeaway from that piece.
That was
solving the world's problems.
And see, we're still using takeaway. It is a good word.
It is a good word. You're right.
Word. Yeah. Oh, Lisa says three.
Three. All right. Tom, anybody else weighing in?
Yeah, well, I'm waiting. They still have time.
Well, I'd like to start the show.
Yeah, I know. No, go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead. I'll let you know.
I appreciate that.
I'm good.
All right,
like
so
that.
Now I'm going to recap some of the stuff that she said from last week because I responded. So it's
right, right, right.
Okay.
She goes, this is March 18th, but what I'm reading now is actually from March 17th, if you know what I mean. It's going to be March 18th. I'm recapping what she said I'm going to respond to, and then we'll do her new things. So from the 17th, she goes, prove it. I did show you how I contacted FBI and Interpol. I did send all the mails, and I called them. But why you said that they are from Africa? We need evidence. That's what everybody
That's the line that sent everybody over at the edge.
There was a worldwide smack of the forehead.
That was the line. Yeah.
And I responded. Would you like to hear my response?
Yes.
Evidence. Beyond the fact that they write like Africans and have asked you to send money to Africa? That was my response.
And the FBI told you this camera is the legitimate FBI.
Oh, my God. Tom says two.
Two for Tom. Okay. This again from the 17th. How much I paid is $120,000. I checked out all of my receipts and I put into my data. I paid $120,000 for the funds transfer. So I respond, no disrespect, not for none. No disrespect intended, but this question, but how does a teacher have $120,000 of her own money to send these people?
Mm-hmm.
So then she wrote from last week, she goes, just expose them and text them everywhere. They deserve it. They must go to jail. Why not call FBI Brown Cotton? We'll get arrested as long as you report him. Do it!
Can I stop a sec? You brought up a good point, and I'm also trying to swing to the other side. Yeah, where did she drum up $120,000?
It's a good question.
Yeah, really.
And why did she not? And so far, she didn't seem to answer the question.
No, not yet. She goes. So she wants me to report them and text them. Report the FBI. I go, the truth is the FBI is unresponsive in these matters very often. That is what made the success you claimed so startling to many of us. Remember, people were believing, wow, she's getting responses from the FBI. Mm. She's the chosen one. It is also one more reason that it looks like Brown is an imposter. If I knew who Brown really was or where he really lived, perhaps the FBI would take an interest. That's what I write to her.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, do it fast. That fucking Miller is tracking me. Please report him.
Oh, God.
So I said, what do you mean tracking you? I have been talking about it on the air. In order for the authorities to do anything, we need the paper trail and to know who the person was and who picked up the money, as opposed to these fake bullshit you're giving me. She goes, report them and the FBI will contact you.
Do you think they're sitting there waiting for the phone to ring? There's not enough shit going on in the world?
Perhaps.
They're waiting for...
Maybe they are. She's the chosen one. Don't be so jaded.
Never mind ISIS. We got to find out about this nut.
No, you're the cocky, arrogant bastard. So she goes, report them, and the FBI will contact you. I go, as it stands, we have nobody for the FBI to report. Just a bunch of imposters with no idea who these people really are. That is the harsh reality of scam victims deal with, unfortunately, which is what it is. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, a lot of scam victims think that the person, the picture, and that name they get is the real person. Nuh-uh. It's not.
It's not. That's the reality. But she clearly has not come into grasp with
that. But it's just odd that she doesn't. You know, I mean, she proclaims herself, you know, a scam. She runs a scam site and stuff like that.
Or an anti-scam. She's delusional.
You know, but it's just a shame. You're supposed to realize that.
Yes. Yes, you are. But unfortunately, victims don't. But unfortunately, here was a victim who was lost, who people followed.
Let me tell you something. If she doesn't, I know we're at a certain point of the story, but if she doesn't come up and glosses over where that $120K came from, I'm kind of leery of her now. You know, Pippet swims back to the thing. Or maybe she's not the victim here.
I know. Is she saying that she came up with that 120? She didn't come up with it on her own. She's even saying that she got some from her school.
Remember, she's talked about from students, from her job.
She owes people. But how many people? And what did she tell them?
You asked her a question, and she didn't answer it.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to March 18th, 2014. Right. This is her responding to me. I sent money to UK first. Why do you say they are from Africa? The bank's info I gave you is all real. Did you check them? I really do not understand how you investigated. I sent all of the report from the official site, but you said they are fake. So again, it's an attack of what I've said.
Yes,
she's discrediting me.
You, yeah. You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm the problem. Shut up, you. Said to Joe, because I know he wanted.
No, because on this, no. It's how delusional she is, and she's not coming to terms with things.
No.
She continues, it took 2 years. I want to tell you, I knew this fucking Miller in 2011. My salary was very good from 2010. I did tell you that I lost his phone number. You did not believe in it. UK EFCC David Copper. Remember, that's supposed to be one of the FBI guys in Ghana. UK EFCC, that's a commission that fights the internet scammers. The real ones, not the fake ones that she's talking to.
Right.
But the real ones. UK EFCC David Copper has his phone number. I will expose his fucking personality. He got the gold bars in the war zone. He is fucking idiot destroying me.
Fucking idiot destroying me.
He is.
Okay.
She says it right here. Do you doubt her?
Yeah.
Now, I guess he is using idiot Melvin Santos. Everybody, we've talked about this before, everybody's an idiot but her.
Right.
Yeah.
But she's calling, yeah, but idiots, they're not real.
What's not real?
She's calling these guys idiots. They're not real.
No, they're real. They're just smarter than her.
Yeah.
I mean, she fooled them. Surprise. But she don't know that. After all of our work. Now I guess he is using idiot Melvin Santos. I disappear now. I do not contact them. I guess they are doing something. They also want to divert the funds. This is why you must expose them. Do it fast! I got the reply from the FBI a couple times. I also called them, and they replied to me on the phone. I do not think what you said is right. In 2011, they replied to me. And we've seen these responses, very standard.
Right, and was everybody CC'd like
always? I'm sure they were. I'm sure she did, so they can, you know, create new people for her to play with.
Oh, God.
They're doing to her what I do to Belinda and Flory, creating a fantasy world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we created Dick Eldorado, so Mavis had somebody to play
but
with.
But it's just like when she sees CC's, I had a situation at work the other day. Where I needed the person, obviously the person I addressed the email to, the regional manager, plus my customer, three of my sales managers to see what was going on, how badly the situation was screwed up. That's the only time you CC everybody.
No,
you try to keep everything on the QT, you know.
Yeah,
she thinks she's keeping all the officials in the loop, Joe.
Yeah,
she thinks she's being a good, you know, she thinks she's being a helper.
Yeah,
and she is, but she's helping the scammers. That's the problem.
So, Lisa says, someone needs to teach her about BCC.
Bergen Community College?
Yes.
Somebody needs to teach her about Bergen Community College. Yeah.
Actually, if she could get educated, that would actually be helpful.
She's a teacher.
I know. That's so fucking
damn
scary.
Kenya in Japan. In 2011, they replied to me. Last year, they also replied to me. I did report Brown Cotton to head office. He is real. I did confirm.
You confirmed with
who?
Scammers.
Oh, my God.
She confirmed
right
with
scammers.
This is not joke. Well, at this point, it kind of is.
Well, it's been good fodder for our show.
This
is joke.
There's always a part of me that feels really bad that we're goofing on this, but I think we've lost. I think we lost compassion a long time ago.
I've lost compassion, but like I say, every week there were some times where I turn the tide on things. That 120K. You know, she was asked the question, where did you get this money? She sidestepped
it. I had a good salary from 2010. I was getting paid well. That's what she said.
So she's saying all that money is from that?
I don't know. She didn't give me a W-2.
Funny.
I don't know, Joe. It's Japanese. I couldn't read it if she did. Uh-huh. Joe, read this. No, no, I don't want to hear you at band rehearsal. Read this. Translate this, Joe. This is not joke. I will send the truth everywhere. They are fucking mafias. I want to expose them. And see.
Oh, man.
No Mr. Davins this week.
Wow.
None. Nobody guessed that.
No. So what do you guys think?
So dumb. Some dumb. I think Crimson Cat summed it up. She needs a ball gag and handcuffs.
Oh, wait. We're not doing the love stuff anymore. Yeah. We're not doing love fails. And then she was left there.
It's delusional, stupid, mostly stupid, I feel.
Stupid. Stupid. I still think sick.
Sick?
Sick. I think this is beyond stupid.
You can be sick and stupid.
How much more sense are we going to try? You're going to try to massage into her head.
I have a show to do, Joe.
Good point.
Yeah, you're not going to try. All right, come on. No,
no, I mean, listen, there's a point you go, enough. Enough. We're not getting anywhere. But every so often, she gives a little nugget to flesh out a little bit more of the story.
And then the next sentence, she goes right back.
Yeah. But I'm saying for us to figure out what the hell is going on, because now this is a mystery. Now I want to know. You know, as you said, I'm not going to let it go. I'm tenacious.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, but it's trying to glean little bits of sense, nugget by nugget, stretched out over a long period of time, full of nonsense. You know, like what
it's
was...
It's like talking politics with Joe.
No.
Joe rolled his eyes.
Yeah, he's
but he's too
his,
weak.
He's
too weak
head.
To fight now, so now's the time to attack. Poke the bear with the stick.
You know, he's
Joe's
like,
tired.
It's too late for me.
Joe
to
just
go
wants
back
to go
answer.
And drive and talk to his special friend so he could decompress.
Yeah, I understand. Yes. Yes.
Joe wants like... to read the, talk about remember that letter from 1981. Yeah. Next year I'm gonna read the one from 1982 because I kept it all.
Yeah, but you know what? He's hoping to get a new one that turns the tables on that old letter.
Yeah, but then if it's completely a love fail, something, I mean, we don't hope for him to get a new
no,
love
No, we don't want him no, to get a new love fail.
Although, I think, to be fair, if the new love loses interest, I think after tonight I've thrown down the gauntlet and raised the bar for how we expect her to let you down. And it should be in writing.
I don't see that coming.
Of course, nobody does, Joe.
No. Your love fail letter next year is going to be the divorce papers.
Yeah. Well, believe me, we discussed it. We discussed it this morning. This morning? Yeah, she goes...
What a way to start the day.
She goes into... I put my stuff in the pantry, right?
Out of the bed.
Yeah, well, yeah. So we go... I go into the... to find... like this soup. I bring like the ramen noodle soup. I go...
It's ramen. It's ramen. It's not everybody loves ramen, stupid.
But everybody loves ramen soup.
You should market for them, Joe.
Ramen soup, okay? I go, where's my stuff? I look at it. It's hidden under there. So I go into bed under the pantry. She moved everything to the back.
She's playing hide and go seek with your goods.
I know. And I go. Why did you move my stuff? I told you 1,000 times not to move my stuff.
Well, I think you answered your own question.
What?
You know now. You know why she moved your stuff because you told her 1,000 times not to move your stuff.
And we got in a big. Yeah. And she wants to. She goes. I go. I need my. I go. You know. Well, you make mess with pots and pans. I go. You want to know something? Because I cook. And I go. You haven't cooked in 20 years. I go. As a matter of fact, when you open up the pantry, you take out a pot. You have to blow the dust off of it. I go. If the microwave broke, you'd starve to death. And then we fought. And I told. I go. I want to be to the mediator. By March. And she goes, I have to get my tax information together.
I just want to stop. So I like how the argument for cooking is Joe's container of ramen noodles.
That's what started it.
Open up plastic, stick in microwave.
Hot water.
Why can't you add water to some powdered
noodles?
Because it's
lunch at work. It's not lunch at home.
Yeah.
I made steak last night, steak and rice and spinach last night. I cooked.
I didn't get a call.
Yeah. You going to pay those tolls?
Yeah.
No.
So then she just brings up, well, I have to do my taxes. And I go, it takes a week to get all your information. What are you, IBM? So
what takes so long?
She goes, well, I have to go through my medical expense. I go, don't you save them? You can sit. I go, you sit. You sit in your nightgown all weekend long. I just sit there on Saturdays. I'm like, God,
Saturdays are days of rest. She's Jewish.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's like, no, I get what he's saying. It's like nitpicking at every little word you say. It's
she does it to push his butt.
Oh, she knows how to push him. She goes,
yeah, but you play into it.
Yeah, and then she goes, you can't spell. You can't do math. And I go, you know something?
She's right.
Yeah, well.
What's the argument?
Dick.
I mean, she's not right about a lot of things, but she's right.
I did the math that she does, okay? Oh, I wound up getting a smartphone. I won't pay Joe any extra money because he doesn't tally that up. Oh, our mortgage went up. They changed the prime rate. I won't contribute any more to that. Oh, the oil went up. I'll just still run it like there's a Derek running in the backyard. So that's her math, where she just things go up, but we don't pay any extra for it.
No inflation for her.
And I told her, I want to be out in June. I'm going to be out in June.
New girl. So if you're listening, I hope you're taking notes. When the bill raises, I'll let Joe know.
Oh.
He gets very upset.
Oh, and then she goes,
And if you want to cook him a home-cooked meal, ramen noodles will dip.
No, the new pal, she made me cookies.
The new pal.
New pal.
Like, you guys are playing two-way touch in the park.
She's baked cookies for me. She's baked cookies for the people I work with. Because
she doesn't know you the way Joanne knows you yet. Give her time.
She knows enough of me.
The wife doesn't make cookies for me anymore. The wife used to make cookies for me. She's sitting down. The wife used to make cookies for me.
She's sleeping. She's the best.
Now the wife makes cookies for daughter, which is fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, things get in the way of personalized cookies. You do that when you date. She made me very special Valentine's Day cookies.
Nice.
Well, in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And they were delicious. I'm not getting Valentine's. Well, now that she's down there watching, I might get Valentine's
Day. I'm telling you, when I went to take my wife out, For her birthday dinner.
Oh, we know how this went.
That was the last 5% of me thinking the marriage could be saved. The argument this morning was where I am like getting the hell out of there. And I think she even sent me an email.
Well, she can't Facebook friend you anymore.
Yeah, she said,
yeah, she can't
message you,
Facebook.
Joe. Sorry.
Yeah. What did she say?
Go check your MySpace page.
Yeah. Do you think any normal woman is going to tolerate you leaving dishes and pots in the sink at 11 o'clock at night?
I don't think this is really a tolerating thing.
Yeah. No, but wait a minute. Leaving dishes and pots in the sink at 11 o'clock at night? Yes. You soak them, you do them later.
Yeah. You know why? Because that's when I get home from the show.
Makes sense.
Yeah. You occasionally leave.
Well, I mean, listen.
We call those soakers in my house.
And in a functioning relationship, everybody has their own responsibility and does certain things to make the family unit work.
Yeah.
Joe takes out the trash, shovels the driveway. She washes a dish.
Yeah. And then she writes, you throw your kitchen towel into a pile of old mail.
Hey, leave me out of this. And me too. We've been suffering enough. Yeah. Kitchen towel, Joe. Are you cheating on me?
No. But this is the nut I'm married. Yeah, this is why I'm getting divorced. You throw your kitchen towel into a pile of old mail. Then you ask me for a clean towel. There was so much bacteria on you that you could go to Ebola, Africa, and you wouldn't get the disease. This is what I'm married to.
Well, she's funny there.
I know.
Really, why the hell are you throwing your towels into the mail? That's kind of eccentric.
It's next to where the mail is, and it's not a
towel. Have you thought about repositioning the mail?
And then I have to get, and then if I need a towel, I have to write what a clean new towel means to me before I get one. I pay all the taxes. I pay everything.
Now the den is weighing in. Lisa said she just wants to argue with you.
That's what I said. She pushes Joe's buttons.
Yeah. You know what? When Mr. Hillocks was married to the first wife, and then he went to counseling afterwards because he was like, I can't make this mistake again. That was all fucked up. And one of the things that she always used to say to him is, don't take the bait. Somebody stand there wiggling the stick and going, come here. Here's something that I know that you're going to go for because it's infuriating to you.
No, she's playing don't you. That's what she's
it.
Doing.
Yeah. I told yeah. And you know,
she wants airtime.
My therapist says don't just ignore her. Don't. And you know what? When I'm trying to find something in a hurry, and she moved everything when she's been told for
she's
years.
She's raising her annoyance game.
Well, remember I told you that my roommate went nuts?
Oh yeah.
One of the things that she started doing was rearranging everything in the place.
Mm. Is that why we had to clean the basement? I'm looking at my wife. Was this a passive-aggressive move by you? I'm hauling shit from the air. I was like, no, this goes here. Yeah. He says, fucking show that son of a bitch. Why doesn't he do a dish?
I'm going to flood the basement. That'll show him.
This was a passive aggressive brilliant move by my wife.
Well, she's
it was
dummy.
A spite flood. That's what this was. It was a spite flood. She's outspited me. I've been outspited.
Spited.
Well, you know, while we're speaking about that, you better make sure that the pumps work in your basement, Joe, because I think that if she can hear this.
No, Joanne's a lot of things, but she's not a hack.
Oh, yeah, she'll get her own material.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Maybe slash some tires, cut the brakes, something fun.
See, interesting. No, she really wants to mess with them. She'll mess with the lawnmower because that will absolutely infuriate
you. You know what she should do to mess with Joe? Because Joe's going to go up on the gutters again before they split on the roof again.
Oh.
While he's up there.
Butter the roof.
That'd be fun, but she's not that creative. And she's not going up there. Let's be honest. She's not climbing a fucking ladder.
Butter the roof. She won't even go to get the mail out of the mailbox.
Because it's full of bacteria when you're done with it, mister.
Here's big packages of Ebola.
Here's Joanne's move. As Joe's up there, knee knocking, going, why the fuck didn't I pay $200 for somebody else to do this? I don't want to be up here. I'm not good at this. This isn't my strength. Joanne will, it'll be a Saturday, in full nightgown. She will come out of the house, look up at Joe, smile, wave, blow a kiss. Joe will have that quizzical puzzle look. What is going on? I am confused. I can't compute. I don't know. She's being nice? No. She will move the ladder away, and you will be stuck on the roof. That will be the final goodbye.
She wouldn't do that. I got to come down sometime.
Not if you're up there. If you jump, you're dead.
Tom says, like Chris Rock's bit, I'm not saying he should have killed her,
but I understand. I do that when I'm in my hallway. I wouldn't end it, but I understand.
I understand.
Well. On Chris Rock, we shall finish this show.
Yes.
It is. Let's thank some people for allowing this, whatever
this was,
tonight to go on. This was a fun show, though.
Yeah, it was good.
I'd like to thank Family Marshall. I think we give them plugs right throughout the show. That was nice. Always,
yes. Because yeah. He does a great job. He's a very good guy. Great values. Good dude.
He most certainly is.
We like him.
Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. This restaurant has a
Mediterranean.
Thank you.
Sure.
That's what he said. Decor.
They should have gone with Greek or Italian.
Even meditating. That'd be nice and calm.
A meditating or decor.
Everybody pulls out their yoga mat, Joe.
relaxing atmosphere.
I think you'd ruin the mood if it was relaxing. Screaming, ranting, raving, leaving dishes in the kitchen sink there, too. Frank has to come out and yell at you.
Done in a pretentious way.
Non-contentious. They don't yell because Joe's suffered enough. He's got PTSD.
That's right. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room.
It's hard to read this shit that I wrote.
Apparently my mouth is done.
Well, Mr. Helix is the same. Fortunately, baby, you got two more holes.
Sorry, Mr. Helix.
Usually it's the other hole that's off limits, but I'll compromise.
No.
I'll be a team player. My mouth is done, even if you're not.
And thank God I have redundant systems. Another place to go.
What?
Leah, like,
once again, Davin and I, like, huh?
What? No. Stump the comedians. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue, Woodland Park, New Jersey. Sorry, I thought that was a period. Or give them a call at 973-925.
Punctuation messes her up every time.
1-0-0. That's 973-925-1100 when I'm not laughing. You can even
When you are laughing. The number don't change, sister. We got to change the number. Pip laughed again. God damn it. Why does that bitch keep on laughing?
I wanted to say it again.
The phone company's pissed off at us.
You know, reservations have gone down. Well,
it's because she laughed during the number.
Stop having stupid with the read. Which stupid? The one with tits.
Joe, stop reading. No, I'm kidding.
Nice.
You can even go to their website at francescosrestaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show. Do you know when the next one is?
I did, and that the website.
I hope you do. You run the thing.
Sure. Yeah. The website is francescos-restaurant.com.
Oh, just thank you.
Sure. Next comedy show is February 27th, last Friday of the month. Doug Karff is your headline. Listen, seats are limited. Always sells out. It's going to be a great show. Hope you come on down. I'm going to be there hanging out, so if you guys want to
check come see Doug, because if you don't, he gets mad.
really good food. Last time I went and sat and watched your set, and they let me have some food. It was awesome.
Well, it's a restaurant.
It was good.
It's what they do. You hand them money, they give you food. It's really a transaction. It's not a homeless shelter, stupid. You didn't come up there with you and your fucking six cats with a stupid dirty plate in a canteen and go, please. No, it's a restaurant.
Well, that's why they wouldn't give me a coat and a blanket. I didn't understand. Okay.
This is the worst homeless shelter ever. The food is great, but they won't let me stay.
You have to leave after the show's over. I'm going to stay.
Oh, I just camped out. I brought my best shopping cart to the parking lot. Goldberg's, famous bagels and kosher-style deli of Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the zombie, not the one the Ghanaian found, which is well-kept and cured and salty. this daily specials like the zombie.
Like the sock.
Hey! 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 Enough! I take! I won't take no more!
You guys don't talk about me for weeks, and then you bombard me.
Oh. I slipped into Gonzo.
Yeah.
They all come. Anyway.
Very inside, very funny.
Yes.
Daily specials like the zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. It's like the United Nations of meals that way. They brought the Russian together with the sauerkraut, which after World War II, very difficult to do.
Yep.
It sounds so good.
It is, and it is good. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have them have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you are a veteran or fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off. Side-splitting Productions. Listen, you need a comic. You need a murder mystery. You need a karaoke. You need a band. Give us a call. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Joseph, where will you be this week?
I will be Thursday. I will be at the Brokerage Comedy Club in Belmore, New York. Friday, I will be at Governor's Comedy Club in Levittown. Saturday, I'm going to be in Schenectady with Johnny Watson. I'll be damned if I know where, but I will be mentioning it in about a day or so. Sunday, after coming back from Schenectady, big thing with Race Odyssey. We're going to be doing a cystic fibrosis benefit at Mr. Beery's band. It'll be hitting the stage at about 4 o'clock. We'll be doing some covers, having a good time. Then at 7 o'clock, I will be at the Brokerage Comedy Club again, 8 o'clock show on that one. Go to my Facebook page, and I'll have all the information.
And he'll say things that'll piss you off.
Yes.
Thursday, Sidesplitting Productions, Thursday, February 12th, Sidesplitting Productions presents a live comedy at the River Grill in Newburgh, New York. Headliner, Rob Falcone. Feature at Christopher Brian Roach. Host, Joe Eichler. For tickets, call 845-561-9444.
It's going to be a good show.
That's a great show. And again, River Grill, another place, routinely sells out. 845-561-9444. We got a special Valentine's Day show, Side Spreading Productions does. And it's going to be, this is the venue, always does big numbers. You know, over 200 people. Over 200 people routinely. Casabianca in Oak Ridge, New Jersey, starring Joseph Anthony, Rich Schultes, and Doug Adler.
That's a good show, too.
I don't put together bad ones.
Mm.
What?
No, it's not in Oakland. It's Oak Ridge. This is why we can't have a live audience. They say things that don't make sense. Like
they
have to
sleep one.
She'll tell me where my shows are, yeah. Even if I happen to know. No, see, that's what she wears me out with the thing and tries to with the moving and the shaking of the basement.
Mm.
You like the basement, Joe?
I like it. I love this chair. This is my chair. Very comfy one of you. I like it.
Okay. For tickets, call 973-697-9704. 973-697-9704. Guys, this has been an epic show.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has been filled with hate.
Yes.
A lot of anti-love.
Yes.
More hate.
Yes. Mostly
Stammers.
Hate.
More hate.
Stammering on
it's
my
like
part.
The most schizophrenic show I've ever been a part
no,
of.
No.
I feel at home.
I think it was pretty consistent with the hate. No. It was certainly an anti-Valentine's Day show.
Just the way I like it.
But it was a fun show.
Yes, it was. Very good.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us, hanging out live, listening on replay, hanging out in the chat room.
Yes.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. See you next Tuesday. Happy Valentine's Day. Make sure you hit that.
Yep. Yeah.